when Presidents Trump and Xi meet at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort, one thing they won't be doing is playing golf. China's communist leaders frown on golf as an elite capitalist pastime, and officials are banned from playing it. And yet, more golf courses have been sprouting up in China than in any other country, even as the government shuts many of them down. Austin Ramsey has written about golf in China for the New York Times.
There's an image concern, and China functions as a capitalist country, but it is still a communist government. And the idea of capitalists and particularly Chinese officials going around and playing the sport, it doesn't look good. There have been officials who have been punished for playing golf. They can be removed from positions and demoted, but nobody's ended up in jail for golf yet.
Why golf in China? What's been the attraction and when did it start?
It was played before the Communist Revolution, and then golf courses were torn up and turned back into farmland. But in the 80s and with the beginning of economic reforms, it was seen as an important part of doing business. And I think it was very appealing to the new elites in China. But it's long been illegal to build golf courses. But those rules weren't really enforced for over a decade, and there was a huge explosion in the development of golf courses. And I think what we've seen over the past couple of years is, under the Xi Jinping government, is an effort to crack down on the development of golf courses, and some that have been built have been closed down.
So now the Chinese central government has shut down over 100 golf courses, and at the same time, no country is building more golf courses than China. How does it actually work?
It's hard to wrap your head around, but that's the reality of things in China. What happens is that golf courses are opened as parts of other developments. So if you build a nice new housing development, you build a golf course, and you don't call it a golf course, or you don't announce it in the name of your new development, but it's known that that's part of the development. The problem is if you're a developer and you build a course and there's a crackdown, your course can be closed. There have been courses that have been turned back into farmland or housing.
Yeah, and why the government of Xi Jinping specifically? Like, why has the crackdown kind of really amped up?
Well, he's had a broad anti-corruption crackdown that he put into place since coming to power. And there have been thousands of officials who have been removed from office and jailed. And people are very concerned about corruption in China. And this is something that has been very successful for Xi. The golf part of this is very small, but golf has had a perception of being a source of corruption. Golf courses are a place where corrupt deals are seen as happening.
The Chinese government set up a hotline for anonymous tips of who is out on the links.
That hotline was meant specifically to report on officials who are golfing and seen as engaged in corruption in terms of playing golf with people, meeting at golf courses, and doing deals there that weren't transparent or public.
So Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe played a round of golf at Mar-a-Lago. What are President Xi and Trump going to do to pass the time?
Well, President Xi is certainly not going to play any golf with President Trump. He might take a walk with him. That's what he did with Obama at Sunnylands and their first meeting in the U.S. And so that might be a way that Trump can get in some advertising for his course, and Xi won't actually have to play any golf.
Austin Ramsey with The New York Times. Thanks very much for telling us about all this.
Thank you, Marco.